Now is the time to get your flu shot. That's plastered on billboards, radio ads, and banners in grocery stores and pharmacies. Many are trying to entice customers to get the vaccination with discounts on groceries or other purchases. And since most insurance companies cover the shot without a copay, it's almost like patients are getting paid to get a flu shot. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports on what's in it for the companies offering the incentives.
Before getting the flu shot this year, I did some research about where I thought I could get the best value. Since the Affordable Care Act required insurers to cover the cost of the shot, it's pure profit for many consumers. I went to Publix because the company advertised a $10 gift card for the shot. It took just a few minutes to fill out some information, and then I rolled up my left sleeve so pharmacist Justin Taylor could give me the vaccine.
So what we'll then do is grab the deltoid region and kind of pinch up, and then we'll go right in the center of that area, depress it, pull it out, and drop it in the sharps.
Publix wouldn't tell me how much of an increase it's seen in customers coming in for shots since it started offering the promotion, but Taylor says...
Yeah, we've been super busy this year, especially with the flu shot promotion we're doing. I've heard there's a billboard not too far from here that's kind of grabbing people's attention. So we're doing a pretty high number of that vaccine, and of course other vaccines with it as well. It's kind of a nice way to get our foot in the door with people so we can kind of get other immunizations and identify kind of gaps in care.
Taylor just said a lot, so let's break it down with Robert Field. He's a professor of health management and policy at Drexel University in Philadelphia. We reached him via Skype. First, Field says the market is huge since so many people are eligible for the vaccine.
The flu shot is the same regardless of where you get it, so you might as well shop around. It's one of the few cases where you actually can shop for price for your healthcare service.
Therefore, the best incentives or ad can factor into where people decide to get the shot. Publix has a billboard on I-277 advertising its promotion. That's what brought CPCC nursing student Lexine Merrill in.
I saw that. I was like, well, I need to get it done, so came in here.
Do you normally go grocery shopping here?
Every once in a while I do, but not very much.
Now she's going to spend some money in the store now that she has the $10 gift card. Not just that, but as pharmacist Taylor said, he'll tell her she can get other vaccines in the store or start filling prescriptions there. Health expert Field says this is part of the trend of pharmacies getting more into the healthcare business. He points to the recently approved merger between insurer Aetna and retail pharmacy giant CVS.
The flu shots are a foot in the door that many of these chains are hoping to expand so that they will become primary care centers and not just pharmacies.
In its annual report, CVS said the role of its retail pharmacists is shifting from primarily filling scripts to providing services, including vaccinations and patient counseling. In 2017, the company said visits paid for by insurers were 91% of revenues for its MinuteClinics. Field says it can be a little more expensive for a small doctor's office to offer the flu shot than it is for these stores.
Well, there are some economies of scale. They can buy the vaccines in bulk. They can store them in bulk. And they've got a large distribution network built in.
Field says the ease of access is good for public health. The shot's effectiveness varies each year. According to the Centers for Disease Control, it can reduce the risk of getting the virus between 40 and 60% when the vaccine is well matched to that year's flu strain. Last year's flu season was particularly bad. 391 people died from flu-related illnesses in North Carolina. Dr. Katie Passeretti with Atrium Health says as of Thursday morning, Atrium has only seen 2 patients with the flu. She adds, since the vaccine takes about 2 weeks to kick in, it's good to get it before flu season ramps up in November. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.